Police are the face of the government for most people, the tangible face of both law and order. It's a relationship where small events can have big consequences.
Hi, this is Ben calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm a former police officer in Wisconsin, and since moving to Minnesota in the past 8 or 10 years, I have witnessed what I would consider appalling violations of human rights by the Minneapolis and surrounding suburb police departments.
You've been telling us stories about your own police department, thanks there to Ben in Minneapolis, but today we look at problems in Seattle. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, and the Department of Justice have begun a number of federal investigations into local police departments for complaints from civilians and defendants. The city of Seattle has its own experience with DOJ that ended with a consent decree where federal authorities would have oversight over the Seattle Police Force's excessive use of force. It stemmed from this incident in 2010 when Officer Ian Burke shot and killed John T. Williams, a Native American woodcarver, holding just a small knife.
Hey, put the knife down. Put the knife down. Put the knife down.
This incident prompted a DOJ investigation and compounded problems in Seattle that stemmed from the infamous World Trade Organization protests of 1999, where aggressive crowd control tactics by the Seattle Police Department using chemical agents were some of the most violent riots in city history. Amy Radel is a reporter for member station KUOW who remembers the bad old days in Seattle.
And that's when you really saw the marches on City Hall and people being really upset about use of force in policing. So the Department of Justice came in. They did an investigation, which SPD cooperated with, gave them some records. Their findings were that there's an excessive use of force by Seattle police, and they estimated in 20% of their encounters when force is used. That was kind of the headline of the investigation. And so then 2012 was basically spent figuring out a consent decree between the city and the DOJ with kind of the threat of a federal lawsuit hanging over the city if they didn't work something out.
Do people in the community have a sense that First Nation groups, Native Americans, Indians have a tense relationship with law enforcement in the Seattle community?
This incident, yes, I think they would say yes. And I think African Americans would also come forward and say that they have a tense relationship with the police in Seattle.
And does this vary from neighborhood to neighborhood, or is this something that is widespread across the entire community? Because there are very many neighborhoods in Seattle and very different socioeconomic levels in those neighborhoods.
Right. And I think, yeah, it does vary by neighborhood. And right now, one call that I just saw from an activist in South Seattle, she said that they're worried about what they call depolicing, that police now, they're under so much scrutiny that they're actually backing off. They're not pursuing suspects. They're not pursuing investigations. And so she's saying in South Seattle, she wants to see more, you know, crimes being solved by police. And one of the other DOJ finding, which didn't rise to the same level as the excessive use of force, but they also said they found troubling evidence of biased policing. And so police now are going to have to keep incredible records of everyone they stop and have contact with in order for the department to drill down and try to see if there are patterns in terms of the people that police stop and investigate.
And part of that is the stipulation of the lawsuit that was filed and has finally been adjudicated, yes?
Under the consent decree, yes. Even though the DOJ didn't really have as substantive of a finding in that area, everyone kind of agreed that there are perceptions that it's a problem, and the police as well have said that they want to work on that.
Do people believe this is the end of the matter? Is the law enforcement community taking this consent decree with a sense of, all right, we're going to improve?
It's been so interesting. I mean, the police chief, John Diaz, I remember the day that the DOJ findings were announced, and he was kind of defiant and said, this department is not broken. And they have always said that the DOJ never gave them the records behind their findings. So there are a lot of people who don't accept what the DOJ said were its findings. But then a lot of people eventually have kind of said, well, we still do need to improve. Let's move on. And as you may know, there was a lawsuit filed by a group of Seattle police officers at the end of May that really gives us a window into the officers who are very upset about the direction when this process has taken. They say that they're being encumbered with all these heavy-handed new policies that make it very hard for them to do their jobs, that put them at risk. And these officers are really out on their own. They're not even, the union isn't involved. The leadership of SPD isn't involved. It's just over 100 officers. They don't even have a lawyer representing themselves in a federal civil rights lawsuit trying to challenge this process with the DOJ.
So this is part of what's keeping the debate going. How about new leadership at the SPD?
Yeah, we're in a really interesting moment because this week we've just confirmed a new police chief in Seattle. Her name's Kathleen O'Toole. She's the first woman to ever lead the department. She's the former Boston police commissioner. And right now, everyone on every side is very excited and hopeful about her record and what she's bringing to the department. So I think there's a sense of hope about the stability of some new leadership because they've been without a permanent chief for a while all these things have been kind of swirling.
A lot of the public perception of law enforcement and of its effectiveness relates to crime statistics in the Seattle area, and some of that can be inflamed by the media and some of that can be objective numbers. What's the sense in Seattle of crime statistics going up or down?
The police just released some very preliminary statistics indicating that officers are making fewer arrests and, tackling crime less aggressively on the street. No one's really sure what to make of that data. They're going to take a while to analyze it, but it kind of fed into this debate of are officers stepping back because of all the scrutiny.
So the police have an interest in suggesting that the scrutiny has possibly had a chilling effect on police being aggressive on the streets.
Exactly. And one officer said in the media unit said that actually officers are having to spend so much more time per case that they're involved in because of all the new record keeping and documentation that maybe that will turn out to be one explanation for these statistics.
Amy Radel is a reporter for member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.